Okay, our next talk is by Stefan Graber about Incus and how he managed to enable it to run OCI containers.
All right. Hello, everyone. So, as Christian just said, I'm Stefan Graber. I'm the project leader for Linux containers, one of the maintainers of Incus. I'm also the owner of my own company doing consultation stuff and CTO of Future Fusion, which is another company doing large-scale enterprise Incus work. Today we're going to be talking specifically about OCI, so application container within Incus in this case, and kind of what we've done and why and how. So kind of kicking off just very briefly, what's Incus, because maybe some of you don't know that. So Incus is a system container and virtual machine manager, and nowadays also application container manager. It's all image-based, based on a REST API. It's got a pretty simple CLI. It's got support for most of the stuff you would normally expect. So you can do snapshots, backups, a whole bunch of different networking storage options. It also has a small web UI. You can use projects to segment things. So you can actually, with external authentication and authorization, you can turn it into a multi-tenant environment. It can be clustered up to 50, 100-ish servers. So you can run it at reasonably large scale. It supports distributed storage with through Ceph, but we're also adding Linstore now. And we also support shared blocks through LVM. And then on the network side, we use Oven for all of the software-defined networking bits that are also an option. But physical networking works just as well. I mentioned it can integrate with a few external things. It can use OpenID Connect for authentication, can use OpenFGA for fine-grained authorization. There are a number of web interfaces. That's kind of the one we usually go with whenever someone wants to see it. Personally, I tend to always use the CLI. So the demo afterwards is going to be CLI. And yeah, so it's a reasonably active project these days. We've had 130-ish contributors last year, all written in Go, all open source, Apache 2 on GitHub. So why support application containers anyways? From like all the way at the beginning of the project, back when it was still LexD under Canonical, we only focused on system containers, so running full Linux distros on this thing. Didn't even do VMs. It was really just containers, just full Linux distros. And that worked pretty well. It was very useful to a whole bunch of folks. And our thought at the time was, well, you know,